Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's all right if you love. It's all right if you don't.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. It's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with the number 3. We had a great visit with our good friend Deb Calbert, author of Discover Questions, Get You Connected, also co-author of Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's her new book. We're talking about salesmanship. We're talking about changes, paradigm shifts, and how we get locked up in things. You know, one of the things that I think about when I think about selling these days, Deb, is a grizzled old salesman. Some things about selling haven't changed. The closing process, the power of a proposal, the importance of a demonstration, a trial, those are things that are fundamental and never change. But getting to the customer, getting them to spend some time with you, that's changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has, because our buyers think that they can get information everywhere else. They used to have to come straight to us, the business owners and salespeople. We were the source of information. But now they've got the internet, and they've got reviews, and they've got a whole lot of access to everybody else's telling of our story. Mm-hmm. So we just have to be really careful not to let those stories stand if we've got more to tell. We've got to break through and make sure customers have a chance to understand our perspective and how we can help them.
When you help people in sales, do you have a hard time differentiating? You know, in the old days, you didn't have to differentiate between how you got people on board and how you onboarded a customer, how you turned a suspect into a prospect and a prospect into a customer. All that was kind of just the classic sales process. But I wonder, are you seeing people having difficulty with ramping up to the new part of the front end of the relationship, but then relying on the fundamentals of the back end of the relation of the sale? Are you seeing that at all?
Yeah, you know, wrapped up in what you just said, I think there are three problems. One of them is just exactly that, differentiating, is this person really going to move forward with me or not? And I think there's way too much time and attention. It's because of systems, CRMs and reporting, that we're supposed to know exactly when someone is going to purchase from us and exactly what we need to call them, how we're going to bucket them. We used to have to do all of that on instinct and on the relationship and the continual contact. And because we've automated and we're doing all of those things with some shortcuts and some terminology, it takes the human element out of it. And I think that hurts sales. From the very beginning, all the way through any relationship, we have to have a genuine interest and a genuine connection, not just the social media, hey, they liked my thing. It's got to be more than that. And If we don't have that, if we're not challenging ourselves to go out and get that, we're never going to really maximize the opportunities we have with any customer.
And you're so right. I mean, when we have to be careful as we bring on the new stuff, the new leverage, the new technology, the new capability of you know, the artificial intelligence that helps us find out, you know, exactly who's going to buy, when they're going to buy it. We have to be careful not to throw the fundamentals out with the bathwater, right? Because once you get that customer on board, at that point, once they say, okay, I'll talk to you, I'll meet with you face to face, once they say that, they're no longer a target of an algorithm. They're a human being who's going to respond the way human beings have always responded, aren't they?
But absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why it's important to think about the status quo or the paradigm that you're operating in. Your buyer is doing exactly the same thing. What's their paradigm or status quo? And one of the most attractive things that you can offer to them is your own restlessness. If you're asking them questions like what's new, what's next, what's better, if you're planting some of those seeds to challenge them in an appropriate and dignified way, then you have a connection. Because of that challenge, you also have a fertile breeding ground for creating something better than what they have today, and that's bonding for the long term.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, that's the human factor. And this is one of the things that I really would like, when you talk about in your work, you talk about what's new and what's next. And I want us to dwell on that a little bit, especially in the next segment. But to me, when we're talking about what's new and what's next, the we need to be careful to realize that some things aren't new. What's new is we found this customer. What's new is how we found out what they were interested in. What's new is how much longer it's taking us to get to in to see them. But what's next after that might look a whole lot like it looked 50 years ago. And I think I just wonder if that's a problem for people these days. And you know, whatever your thoughts are, I'd like to hear what you think.
Well, I think what you're talking about is that different isn't always better. So it's what's new, what's next, and what's better, because we should constantly be striving to leave things better than we found them. But the thing is that ideas are everywhere. They're in the past, present, and future. They're in industries other than our own. They're with our competitors. If we can get out of our own echo chamber, if we can get out of the paradigm that's miring our thinking in only what we've got today, then we have a much better chance of being able to offer something that's either truly new or different enough, past, present, or future, to be truly valuable at this moment in time for our buyers.
Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen. Deb, I need your website quickly, please.
PeopleFirstPS.com.
Right.
People First Productivity Solutions is the business name.
She and I will be right back after these messages. Don't forget to stop selling and start leading. That's the new book. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.